The fifth word comes from John 19:28. And after this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said, to fulfill the scriptures, "I thirst." So John's a pretty intelligent human, I would say. And the writers of the scriptures were very intentional in what we're doing. I'd like to thank DeAndre for showing the connection between the Mark passage and Psalm 22. Because I think that John, who writing this, the Gospel of John, after Mark, sees this passage and wants to fill in what may be missing. And there are several commentators who look at this passage in John and say that this, the scripture that John's pointing to here, that "I'm thirsty," is out of Psalm 22, which DeAndre talked about. They like to point it towards verse 14 and 15, where the psalmist says, "I'm poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint, and my heart is turned to wax. It is smelted away with me, and my strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth, and I'm laid in the dust of death." Psalm 22 goes on as this great lament of pain and suffering, and kind of like, "God, where are you?" And I find that this psalm is not really far away from our own hearts, because we all go through sufferings. We all go through different trials, whether it be the jobs that we have, or looking for a job, or difficulty in school, or difficulty with coworkers, or physical trials. And there's something about this brokenness of being on the cross and this God-forsakenness that I think about Jesus in the garden, and I think about Jesus crying out to God saying, "Is there any other way?" Crying out so that drops of blood rather than sweat pours out of him. And saying, "Is there any other way? Is there any other way out of this? But it's okay, because your will be done." And I think that all of us, me included, I look at the trials that go on in my life and I say, "God, I just want out of this. I want to be in the next thing. I want to be doing the next thing. I want this to be taken care of. I don't want to deal with this anymore." And I wonder if this passage, it may be too bold to say, but to say that in this moment, Jesus is almost saying, "I thirst for salvation from the cross. Like, I don't see an end to this. Like, I'm hoping for resurrection, but what if in that brokenness, resurrection isn't guaranteed?" And to sit in that brokenness and to say, "I want out." But that's not the end of the story. This is only the fifth word. We have two more words to see how Jesus on the cross deals with this agony and this pain. And what I think is being highlighted here is the faith. The faith that Jesus has when he says, "Is there any other way?" or "God, I feel so forsaken by you. Where are you? Was it supposed to happen this way? Like, I've followed you. I'm here. I'm on the cross now, and I'm dying. I'm running out of air. Is there another way?" But "Your will be done." Because even if there's no resurrection, even if you don't come right now and save me, or even if I don't rise in 3 days, your will be done, and I know that there is good in what is happening because I'm being faithful. And I think it's that faith in the midst of the darkness. And maybe that's why we call it Good Friday. Because really, we're having a celebration or a service concerning a death. The resurrection's on Sunday, but we're not there yet. For everybody, all of Jesus' followers, maybe even for Jesus, that's unknown still. And yet there's still the faith to stick in it. That's what's been challenging me lately, is the faith to have the faith to move in the darkness and not being able to see the future, not having it clear. Even though we have right here in Scripture, like, these wonderful promises and the good news of the resurrection. And I know it's coming. I know it's on Sunday. But I'm not there yet. And to me, in my small view as just a frail human, this is all I can see. And that's all I have right now. And I can only hope that I have the faith of Jesus, as he's the one who goes before us.